Kisete la milchama alo yizecha. This form will talk about that this is the milchama of the milchemes hayetzer, that every neshama, every person that comes down to this world, be'etzem, comes down for a milchama. And you have to know that the milchama is connected to oyev, but it says oyevecha. Every person has his own oyev. You know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezel Gibar, Hakoyvish es Yitzroi, his Yetzer. Different people have different tchunas and different Yetzeharas. A lot of times a person is mamish neufel and toiveya in his Yetzer, but he's matzliach in a different tchum, and he knows that that's his friend's Yetzer, and he says, oh, see, in that tchum I'm doing gevaldik. That's not a kunt, that's not a Gibar. Ezel Gibar, Hakoyvish es Yitzroi, not Yetzer Chavercha, it's not a kunt. Everyone has a different tchuna, a different mokoy. Yadua, the Nakudas have a chir of each person. Rabbi Dessler talks about it in a few places. It's like a milchama of a, if you want, of a football field. There's yardage, right? You have to conquer ground. Sometimes you could stay the whole time in the same place. You're mutchering and you're harving and you're schmitzing and it's hard, but you didn't move. A person has to kisei tzila milchama to go on to the offensive sometimes, not only on the defensive. So that's the milchama. Kiyadua, the Torah brings down in Siman Tov Yud Zayin that every chaydish is connected to a different shevet, right? The shloisha avos are the shloisha regolim, and every chaydish is a shevet, and there are different shotim. But according to the standard, the way it goes, El is God. El is God. God gedud yigudenu v'hu yogud okev. God is the yisoid of Mulchama. Also, every one of the shvotim has a different even and the avni achoyshem. The even of God is shvoy, leshem shvoy, va'achloma. Shvoy is the oisius of tshuva. Also, the color of the Eben Shvoi, it's not black or white, it's like it's a grayish, not exactly clear. It's not always so clear. You have to have this Mulchama. And this Mulchama is like it says in the Pasuk, Ubach says, Aviyah Vesima, Yerach Yomim, the Zohar says, Yerach Yomim, Do Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh of that Mulchama. What's the Tzugang to the Mulchama? In Balaturim state, Chido actually says, Kisei Tzla Mulchama Ayvecha, Soifei Tevis, of Kiseitze, La Malchama Alivecha is Oholecha. Oholecha. Matoyku Oholecha, the Nitzokhan of the Malchama. Say, if we're talking about a Malchama from in the Gashmias or in the Malchamas Hayetzer of the Ruchnias, either way, in both Tumen, the Yesoid Atzlocha is the Oholecha, the Matoyku Oholecha. Now, there's a very interesting Chasam Sofer. It's a big Yesoid, but first, regarding how he says it in Tavshan and the Pasuk. You go to the Mulchama, b'shaviso shivyoi. Shaviso shivyoi. He says, you have to learn from the Yetzer. You take Shevi, you learn from the Yetzer. Kizdu Chazal say, the Yetzer doesn't come the first day and tell you right away, leich avoid, avoid the Zohar. Hayoi moim aleikach, mochalo im aleikach. La'at la'at, shlav shlav, he puts you into his reshes. The same thing, the tachsise Mulchama, you have to learn from that. That a mol, the Tachsis and Muhammad's love Dafka, the grace is Akh, and Dafka, Ken Zayn, on small Nakudis, a Kabbalah, on a Dover Muat, on a Dover Katan, a Dover Bi'itoi, if it's the Zman of Elul Matoi. There's a big difference between Ephes and Ephes. It's a Nakuda, but it's the Nakuda Merkazis. To hop onto a Nakuda, and then you can buy. Kinko Yesh Me'ayim, if there's a Nakuda, if there's a Nakuda of a Kabbalah Katana. In the Varet, they used to say, the Moshel, what's the pshat? You need to be makabel dvarim ketanim. He says, a person wants to buy a ticket for the train. If he buys a very expensive first class ticket, and that's all the money he has, but he needs to get all the way till Pinsk, or till the next year, El. And if he bought the first class ticket in Cheshvan, they're going to throw him off. In Kremichov, yeah, he's not going to make it to Pinsk. Oh, but if he buys the third class ticket, he has enough funds to go the ganze trip. Al derech zeh, I heard one from the Chavetz Chaim. There was once, Chavetz Chaim was very stuck about Yom Kippur Kotem. He had a Chodesh, Ervash Chodesh, Yom Kippur Kotem. And he was speaking to a group of Hasidim and he was telling them that they should, Yom Kippur Kotem is a good Zach. So they said, our Rebbe doesn't. So he says, yeah. He says, Moshe Lamad Avadoyme. A guy is holding enough that he has the right amount of money to buy the ticket for the whole thing. He says, Einzach. You have, forget about first class, even for third class, they snore a little bit by the platform, they get a parkopicus. To get you till the next station, till the next Chodesh. These Sultan mentioned often I Erev Yom Kippur Kotan, Erev Chodesh. Yeah, they are. That struck the Chibur. Little by little, that struck the Chibur. That's the Kabbalah Ketana. Kiseiti la Mokom Alivecha, You have here the Yifas Toyer. It's a merit because you thought you accomplished the war. You thought you were in the Tzeach Muhammad. Comes another in a sign. The Yitzhara never takes a break. Doesn't have a Ben Azmanim. Shanemo Hotter Ben Azmanim. Ben Azmanim Hotter. Aber, you have to know, you finish with this Nesoyim, comes the next Nesoyim. And this is a Shver Sugya, the Sugya Yifas Toyer. There was the Orachayim HaKadosh writes that the Yisoyim of Yifas Toyer of Pisoyim is that the Etzem, by Chayk Adam Arishan already, there was certain Nitzoyte and Nishomas that fell through that have to come back. Some of them come back Durch the Mahalach of Geirus. And some of them are so Beshevi, they come back Durch the Yifas Toyer. It's even Moifis that this person that was in the war, if he went to the war, obviously he was a tzaddik, yeah? Mia Isha Yari Varach Alevov. But the Bechashaktaba is that there's something in her neshama that it's another derech how sekum tzirik, the isuf of all the neshamas of Claudius of Nishmas Claudius, so there's a Torah Chaim Afanot. But the way Chazal say, Kipshuto, it's like Dibra Torah El Kenegid Yitzahara. Like Dibra Torah El Kenegid Yitzahara. Very interesting though. Chassidish Avart is a word from the Sarshol Nibels, Merit Gazach. We know, the Gemara says in the Nochis, that there was a person, he was very nichshel in Averis, he even went to the under Ekvel to go to an Avera, and he comes there and his tzitzis give him shmeis, his tzitzis starts slapping him, and he caught himself and he was chazal b'tshuva. She also was, oh, answer my sign, show the sugi, my menachas mandal. But the Sarshol Nibels said, he said, it's taka true, tzitzis is a gevaldik shmira. He says, but you have to know, tzitzis in the Arba Knofis, each corner has 8 strings, altogether that's 32, that's lave. Lamed Beis Chutim. Now, by the Mikra, didn't we know in Shulchan Aruch it says if one of the Chutim gets ripped, if you originally had the full Lamed Beis Chutim, if one of them gets ripped or even two, you have to know Machlek is Rir, Ben Atam, Esugin, Erechaim, Simen Yud Beis, it's still kosher. He says, yeah, but you should know the Shmira of Tzitzis that it's going to protect you. You have to be Mahajim and Mahajim, have to be with the Ganze Leiv, with the Ganze Hearts, with the Ganze Lamed Beis Chutim. So if the Shmeim that if there's 31 Chutim, you're going to have that Tchuna, that Shmira. So he said, it's Nirmas in the Pasuk. Because in this Chazal, Loi Dibra Torah, Loi is 31. Loi Dibra Torah, and the right of 31 is also good. Aber Ella Keneged Yetzirah. You want Keneged Yetzirah, Fadzich Ella. Ella is 32. No, yeah, Cheshbon 32. Loi Dibra Torah, 31 strings also, but the right is good, it's good. Aber Ella Keneged Yetzirah. You have to do things with the ganze hearts, and when you do it like that, with the Kol HaLev Chut, then you can have the Shmir. That's what I'm saying. The Megala Mukis speaks out a very interesting Nakuda. The Makaris is in the Zoyar. Yaakov and Esav had a Mulchama. Right? Yaakov and Esav is the original Mulchama. Yaakov is also Leichem with the Sori Shal Esav. There's a Mulchama going on over here. And the Emes, they were Cholik Toilomis. And they were Cholik Zman and Mokai. There's a big Indian here. So he says in Zoyar Shtey, Chodshe, Nisan, Ir, and Sivan went to Yaakov. Nisan, Pesach. Manboimer, Shavuos, Mantayr. Nisan, Ir, Sivan went to Yaakov. Tammuz of Elul. Tammuz of Elul. Went to Esav. Oh, but there's always a fight. And the struggle, the fight, the Mulchama is Yerach Yomim, is an Elul. You know, Yaakov was called Yodo Yechezes Ba'kev Esav. Esav has the Tammuz of Elul. But Yaakov's holding on to that heel, to the edge, the end of the Elul, he's holding on to it. And that's why Yaakov, he really, his name should be Ekev, V'yodei Yechezes Ba'akev Esav. Where did the Yud come from? Chat is because Esav, says the Megala Mukis, his name was Osui. Esav came out complete. His real name was Osui. Ayin Sin Vov. Is it Vov there? No, Vov is short. There's a Yud. There's a Yud. Now Yaakov took that Yud, Ekev. Yaakov chaps on. Elul shaykh to Esav betzem, but you misgaber chodsh by the egg from Elul, and he grabbed that yud. Then it says, well, Asid Lavoi, Esav is going to lose his vav also. It's going to go to Eliyahu, who Seder and Tanakh is written without a vav, and that's the vav achibur, and he's going to get the turn into Eliyahu, and also Yerushalayim is going to get a vav, and Esav loses the vav also, he turns into Osh. Osh means it's going to be very far forward. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's going to be in Gansanois. But Akapana, that's the Nakuda. In Elul, you're muttering with that clinging Yud, the Ek of the Elul, to turn Ekev into Yaakov. It's a Mahal de Gazach. Keser is, Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Keser Malucha. I heard once that we blow Shofar whole Elul. There's many Pshatim, Uri Yeshayim. the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is Malchius, is coronation. So is the shofar of Elul. It's the end of the year, right? The Melech is Nichnas, the Melech is Yatzi. There's a cycle, and then another year, and another year. The shofar of Elul is also Malchius. It's the Malchius, it's the Mahamalka. It's the beginning of the year. So it's all connected. Mavul deGazach, May Reishis Hashanah ad Acharis Shana. Acharis is 619. One less than Keter. Acharis is Gematria 619. But that's not enough. You have to chapon at the end by the Elul. It's starting to get the Keser. Keser is the Spitz, it's not Shai Keser. Keser 620 is the 620 Isis and the Seres Adibris. Because the Seres Adibris is really Yud, right? 10. They claim the Yud of it. But in the 10, the Seres Adibris is the whole 620. The Ganze Keser is Munach. In Zohar state, that when you spell out the letter Yud, it's Yud Vav Dalid. Yud, this is the Tikkuni Zohar. Yud Vav Dalid is the way you spell Yud. Yud Vav Dalid is Gematria 20. 20 is Esrim. Esrim is 620. The say Munach, compact into the Yud, is the ganze Keser. Oh, but the Malkum to fight that, the place the Mulchama is in the Elul. The Mulchama is in the Elul, and Avad has to be in the Elul. We know the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Melech Nichnas Tchilul Adin. The Gemara says the mile of the Melech is that he's Nichnas Tchilul Adin because afterwards comes Balagan, Chareinaf. You never know. It's Kedai to be first. So how do you, what's the eighth to be first in line? Rosh Hashanah had come, there's going to be a long line. Yeah. The Pshat is there's a system. The Meruf does first come, first serve. To get a ticket. This is an L. This is an L is when you decided to be in the front of the line. There's also protection. So don't protect you. You can skip the line, just put protection. Gemara and Brokos. Yisa Hashem, Ponavei Lechov, Yosem Lechashol. In fact, the Gemara, Eich Esa Ponin. The Gemara says, Lama Yesh, the Vichiyesh, the Sias Ponin, the Amokin. The Pishnayim, right? The Chor is Pishnayim, right? Beis is twice as much as Aleph. It's the letter after, right? Gimel is not twice as much as Beis, yeah? Beis is double of Aleph. Chof is double of Yud. And Reish is double of Kuf. That's why there's no Vav here, is up to going. Bechor is Pishnayim. Pishnayim. So you give the Bechor to the Snur. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, who is this person that has one wife who's Ahuv and one is Snur? Snua means that she's usher to him. Why? So the Gemara says maybe she's a chayv krisus. I think when the kedushin is not chal, chayv lav. And the Gemara looks at it can't be the case. The maskana of the Gemara says that the pshat in the pasuk it's a kohen gadol. It says isha, but it's going on a kohen gadol. Who one is a basula, one is a baula. The basula is mutatim, the baula is usher. At one stage when the Gemara was zuchin, who is this snua and ahuva? The Gemara said maybe the snua is a mitzris. She's a mitzris. Mitzris is usher. The other one is ahuva. She's not a mitzris. She's a regular israelis. So the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says, Shtei Noshim, they're from the same Umar. So it has to be Basula and Ba'ula. So there's a Kasha of Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel, Frekta Kasha. Says, maybe Taka, it's talking about a guy married a Mitzris. So it's also them, that's the Snua. His second wife is also a Mitzris. But she's a Huva. Why? Because he was made, Edom Zoymin, that someone is a Mitzri Sheni. And by Mitzri Sheni, B'chayra, you could make Kasha Zoma. Right? The Marsho says in Makis that, why not? So that could be the case. Why didn't the Gemara say this case? It must be, it's not true. This, that you don't make him a Mitzri Sheni. Yeah. That's Pshat and Tosis. Yeah. So that's the Pshat. Kiel ish ben Soyer u'moyre. The Pasuk says, Urgamu kol anshe iri b'avon v'meis uviyarta romi kerbecha v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Peites that there are four places where it says yishmu v'yiro, that there's a special hakroza. Tan Rabbon, the Gemara says, arba tzrichim hakroza. Meisis, someone that's meisis la v'yizar. Ben soy rumoire. That's baros, yeah. Zok and mamre. And Edom Zoymin. So that was last. So the Gemara, by all the other ones, it says, V'chol ha'om yishmu v'yiro.
of by the Edom Zoyim, and it says v'hanishorim yishmu v'irosh. That was the Gemara.
Why about all the places it says v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'irosh, and by Edom Zoyim it says v'hanishorim? So the Gemara says because not everyone's kosher la'edus. The purpose of the hakroza is to be ma'ayir that you shouldn't do this thing. But Edom Zoyim, if you're not kosher la'edus, you can't be made. It's not shaykh to you. Ben Soyer Ma'ayir Vaisis is shaykh to everyone. It's the message is shaykh to everyone. Zoyl of the Soyve, the message. Aber Ben Adam Zayman is not. Everyone can get that high and then do it. So, the Shaila is, I heard once a Shaila. Everyone could be Kosher Le'edus. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, even someone that's Pasul Le'edus, if you go over and you say, Nemon Ata Olai, Nemon Alai Avicha, Nemon Alai Rosha, Nemon Alai Roye Bakar, you accept upon himself that he's the Edus. You Chosh by the Imam. The din is it's accepted as Avis. You say everyone is shaykh to Avis. Like Hashrazam, everyone is shaykh to Avis. The Emes says there's an interesting Rabbi Kivay, there's someone that's made and is that way from that he's possible Avis, but the Nidoin was Makabal, that it should be Avis. And then it's Nimsu Zayman, this Kashrazam, Afaza Avis, it's not Echtig Avis, it's not possible Avis. There's a special thing in them and all. Rabbi Kivay is Mesubik in them. But Chayr would be right, it says not everyone is Roy for Avis. But Gavena Rai, that it's not really Avis. If it's really, really Avis, so everyone is shaykh to Avis. No. Hachrozo is a Musar Shmuz. The Chol Yisrael Yishmu Viro, it's a Musar Shmuz, and a Musar Shmuz has to be negay you. If it's not negay you, because you're not kosher Eidus, it doesn't go in. Tomorrow someone's going to say, I'm accepting you as Eidus. Ken's like, that's real Eidus. It's kosher Zom Al. Oh, but the Musar Shmuz wasn't negay. It's Honus Sa'ayf. You have to know that for his Eiris to go in, it has to be Meshach Shaychi Al Atar. It has to be a Shaykh right away. Now we know the Ben Soyer Meir, it's a marvel that the parsha is exactly 13. It's only for 3 months, a small window of opportunity. According to most Tanoim, it never happened. There's one Tana that says, Kain Hoyav, Yashafti al Kivroy, which I heard to mean, he said, yeah, there was a rumor that it was a certain place, and I'm a Kohen. I sat on the cover there. No, just to show. Nothing was there. It was a cat. It was something else. Nishgiven. Kain Hoyav, Yashafti al Kivroy. B'cholot, and it says, Nidin Hashem Soifoy. Why is he Nidin Hashem Soifoy? We know that by Yishmol Paker. Basher Husham, Marshos Kasha, all the Rebbe of them. Oh, but there's an akud over here because we know that the Yisoy by Tshuva is Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah. Soim Koil Momen. Soim Koil Momen. All three on Gematria 136. There's Indian in them. Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah, we say on the Yom Niran. Oh, but by the Ben Soir Moira, Einenu Shemea Bekoil of the Imoi. He's Mechal Momoin of his. And he's Oichel Tartemar Bosor, and he's not Tzom exactly, he's Fresen. So he's missing out on Tzom Kol Mom, and he doesn't stand a chance. Nidin Al Shem Soifoy Rashi brings, Soifoy, last name is Avrius Vahorgon, so we want to get rid of him from before. And what's the Miso? Skila. So Fret Sech HaShayla, Merel Diskin Fret. Why Skila? The Bible didn't do anything. No, he's Nidin Al Shem Soifoy. What's the Soifoy? He's going to be a gangster, he's going to kill people. Saif. Even if he's going to kill people, mamash, by stoning them. Like, even if you do a horrendous misa to someone, yeah?
That's kids.
Yeah. Even if the horrendous misa, Yechayiv Herod, Saif, Ma'asoyko, in this time. Toysis. So, what's the pshat skila? So Rav Shulayv says, La'osid, he's going to do everything. He's going to be a Machal Shabbos, a bit of a Dazar, he's going to do Kol HaVeiros Chamuras. And Avad, he deserves Skila Chamura. Rav Shimon holds right to Chamura, that I'm missing it, but like the Rabbanon, Skila is the most Chamura. And he's going to do all of those, he's going to do things. Namarosa, Shabbos, Benish Felonim Skilas. No, the Shabbos, we wouldn't kill him on Shem Soifi because of that. Because he's La'osid to be Machal Shabbos. So wait till he's Machal Shabbos. Or we're killing him now because he's a menace to society. Malachim is Abrius. We have to get rid of it. We have to protect the Tzibur. So we're doing it, I'll say, Soifoy, because Malachim is Abrius. Oh, but if we're already making Chesmen and giving him an Oynish on the Osid, Osid bet the Hobbichel Shabbos Oynish. Some will say, so it's not. He's going to be Machal Shabbos. He's going to be Malachim on Shabbos. But even without that, no one has money. What are you stealing from? Yeah, okay, good. So. The Malastim of Sabrius is only the Sibu, why we're going to punish him. Then he says another Teretz, a very interesting Chiddush. He says, if you have
a mass murderer, a person that says, ah, Machabel, mama, she killed a lot of people. The din is saif. He says, the emes is really, azah, avu, azah. He deserves it. No, it's never negay, because once you kill the first person, so you're bar katola, you chayiv misa. It's not the. If you're cheshbin, Hashem soifai. Hashem soifai, the retzichas harbe comes to skila. The very interesting though, Rashi says, right? He gie a toyrul saif, Rashi Efanar, he gie a toyrul saif daito, soif shemachal mamanovim, the tatas gel tashana river, umavakish limudai. What does it mean, limudai? No, I'm not learning this. You know, it says, on Purim, you're supposed to drink yosher mi limudai. I'm sorry to say, however much you learned, you learned a lot, you can drink a lot. Yosher mi limudai. Remember the land. But Poshet means Mavakish Limudai, he's looking for the things he's ruggled to, and he needs the money. So he's going to be Oymid, Brashas Drochim, last in the Brias. Yom Zakev, Yom Zakev. The Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, in Perek Ben Soyer, says, similar in the Sukh, he says, Sof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosoyev Daitei, Osed L'chalis Mamen Ovev, Ha'oyu Meidal Brashas Drochim, Mekapeich Es HaBriyos, Hoyrig Es HaNefoshos. This guy's getting bad already. And then it continues, V'soyfoy L'shakeich Es Talmudoi. What's meant to say for Elisha? That's not Rashi's lashon. Limudai, what he's used to. This is learning. Yeah, he's in the precious brachim. He's malastam the breeze. He's harig nefashas. He can still be saved. Hamor shabam machzir lamotif. Aber lie. At the end, it comes to the say for Elisha. Hey, aches Talmudai. Shichachas Talmud. Then he's already a river. Then he doesn't have a stand the chance. Calls man that he's still mechuber to Torah. That's the mor shabam could be machzir lamotif. Zayvich tenu. Pagana Pasha from Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is not only an Aveda of Mominus, it's also the person himself. A person gets lost. You have to sometimes, a guy is lost, you have to bring him back. So interesting, the Gemara says in Sukkah that Choylinu Mishamshein, that Chavei, Choylinu Mishamshein, Turim in a Sukkah. So why? The Mishamshein, Isaac Vemitzvah, what's the Choylin? So Rabbi Chonah brings him, Shuvah's Gainim. Hashavas Aveda, Isaac Vemitzvah. Guy's sick. So he can't go into the sukkah. He's oisik in a shavas aveda. He's making himself healthy. He's a shavas aveda. It's oisik b'mitzvah. Not just the misham shem. The choylin is. It's oisik b'mitzvah. Bottom of the mitzvah. What? Yeah. The same thing. Nafkamin if it's chay the first night. If oisik mitzvah is not nafkamin. He said in the bais chodosh, "Tosis a Michael legagecha." The Gemara says in Sukkah, this is one of the things that needs to be a bias. A bias is dalet al dalet. If the bias is less than dalet al dalet, doesn't need mic. It's one of the Rishim over there. Not always. The mice. Esavi teiv el beisecha. In some, it's also even if it's less than dalet al dalet. Some people have teiv. It's big teiv. It's more than dalet al dalet. Plenty of teiv. Oh, but the stomach there, I saw Rabbi Yashas beside the Oris. The base over there doesn't mean the house, the structure. But here, if you sit in the bias, that's when it's a bias, dalal al dalal. So there's a din to build a micah, but he's a micah. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that men and women are chayiv in the mitzvah of micah. Frege the achroinim, the sharmelech, the marit, the kveir. The chayiv micah is a mitzvah essay, shazman grama. It's a mitzvah essay, shazman grama. You don't build a micah on Shabbos. Zman drama is either it's only noyig by day or only by night, or it's only noyig on a weekday, or only noyig on Shabbos, or only noyig on a certain date of the year. Those are the five kinds: night, day, Shabbos, weekday, and tarif. But Mike is not noyig on Shabbos. You don't call the Mike on Shabbos. So it should be a mitzvah says that zman drama zay frigin dachroy. What? Of the koch nefesh doyich Shabbos. Koch nefesh doyich Shabbos. Taka, that's the difference.
It's only
a girl. I don't know. The Maitach Roy Master Kasha. Our Melech, the Marit, the Kveger. So, there's a lot of truths in. There's a Mahalach that Mike is Noig on Shabbos also. Mitzvah's Micah is Noig by day, by night, by Shabbos, by Yom Tov. It's Noig all the time. Hilchis Shabbos says, don't build me on Shabbos. It's an aria de revealing. This is what the Chayim called it. There are some mitzvahs that are not going on Shabbos because mitzvah gidrei ha-mitzvah. The gidrei ha-mitzvah is such that it's only on weekday, not on Shabbos. Tefillin, it's only during the week.
What else? What else is only there in the room? Any Shabbos? There's mitzvahs that I'm not knowing on Shabbos. There's mitzvahs only on Shabbos. Kiddush. Kiddush is my grandma only on Shabbos. Yeah. But Maida says build me. Shabbos says don't build me. The Maida says it's a cloud. They do most of the and go with it. But I saw a Kiddush. The Avnei holds the L'chayra. The Avnei says that Noshim Apote from Melchemes HaMolek. It's Melchemes HaMolek. But he has a kasha because it's mavur that Noshim Archai, the mitzvah of Shiva Amimin. The Melchemes of Shiva Amimin, the Archai. See, there's a whole shtickle Torah says the difference is because Melchemes HaMolek is also to do on Shabbos because it's a Melocha Tzricha Lagufa, because it's the Hariga Alein. By Melchemes Shiva Amimin, it's Melocha Shin Tzricha Lagufa, it's just Eich HaTimtza. So then, Memel, it's Noig even on Shabbos, so Noshim Achai. But Melchemes HaMolek, which can't be done on Shabbos, because it's a Melocha, so Noshim Apote, because it's Zman Broma. That's the Chayra, the Fiza, it's Ritz Akasha from Micah. Well, why is Micah Chayiv Noshim? It's Zman Broma. I heard once, a Moritik is after, there's a famous Kasha, the Shagas Arya asked, the Rambam says that Noshim Apote from Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. And the Shagas Arya asks, why are they Apote from Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah? Rabbi's duber on this Indian of. Where the Noshim Achayiv in Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Whether they are or not, and if they're not, why not? Maybe because they can't write it. And you can't make a shliach, you can't do it yourself, there's all kind of things. So I heard Marie Gazach. That's what I say. The emes, any mitzvah that can't be done on Shabbos, let it be because of Shabbos, not because of the Dibra Mitzvah, man grom. That's the fragment, what's with Micah? Micah, you'll have a poil nochem build it for you. Nachin Ephraim, poil. Poil. The fize, Marie Gazach, say the Torah is Noshim Apot, it's man grom. A nochem, you poil can't write your Sefer Torah. Zachinu Ladin, and I have Shabbos. And I have Shabbos, I'm introducing it. That I say for Torah, but it's not Shema Potter, because it's Zman Broma. It's not Noig on Shabbos. Chedusha. V'yosisa Michael, Igagecho, Mike is Rosh Hatavis, Hir Aveiro, Koshim Me Aveiro. You have to make a Mike on the Gag. What to look at, what not to look at, what to say, what to see. Reb Lev Yitzim, Reb Ditchev writes, Samach Ayin Tei Tzadi. Samach is closed. It's the only letter that's totally closed. You close your Ayin, and you close your Pei, and then you're a tzaddik. If you don't close your eye and you don't close your face, then it's nishta. Then it's nishta tzaddik. Yeah. Stay by that. So you say, Kedushin, Gerushin. La yucha ba'i l'wishin ha'shaloshiv l'kachta. Right? There's a parasha from Gerushin. The kost of us take for krisos, v'nasam v'yoda, v'shalchim y'beisoy. The last Mishnah in Gittin says, what's the grounds for divorce? So Beishami says, Lo Yigar Shadam Asishle Elim Kei Matzah Be'erbis Dover. The only grounds for divorce is if it was Matzah Be'erbis Dover, she was Mezana. Ki Matzah Be'erbis Dover. Yodat HaMachoylet, Afilu Hikdicha Tafshiloy, Afilu Matzah Cheres Noi Nena. Machoylet, what could be grounds for divorce? Fregat Acharonim Pei Shua, and Be'emes Yitzhi Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Afanot, and HaMagarish, and in the end of Gittin. Why does the Torah have to tell us that it's also to be Machzir Grushosoy? Of course it's also to be Machzir Grushosi. You were Megarish her on grounds of the fact that she was Mezana. So she's a Saita. Lefi Beishami, yeah. Lefi Beishami. Lefi Beishami ain't the Megarish Ishta. Ella in King. Matzav Erev is Dover. So then why did the Torah have to be Mechadish? The parsha of Machzir Grushosi. It's a Saita anyways. V'doyne. Why did the Torah have to ask her that a Koyin is Osir to a Grusha? She's a Zoyne anyways. So Koyin's Osir to a Zoyne. What? Oh. The kasha is, if the only reason you divorce is because the matzav erev is dover, that's the kasha. L'maisa harbi terutzim yesh, maybe upper v'girish, when some Rav Shami is moibu the gerish in his chal, also the Pnei Yeshua brings that min ha'erusin you're allowed to be megarish. After the suin, you're not allowed to be megarish, elam ke matzav erev is dover. Min ha'erusin you can be megarish, for other sibis. Or the labral of Rishnei Lab, that's the Rishami's territory. Labral of Rishnei Lab, every maps of Rishnei is also. Frank Rabbi Kveger. Frank Rabbi Kveger, he has a push the case. A guy divorced his wife, a royal of Peshami, Avad, he divorced her because Adam came in and said she was Mazana. So he divorced her. Then he found Adam Zoyman. Adam Zoyman. Adam Zoyman, we believe the second cat. Maybe it's a Pell of the Torah, maybe there's a Hezbra, but that's the din. You believe the second cat. So now it's Ms. Barr that she wasn't Mizana. So he would be able to take her back. But now if she was with someone also, it's Machzir Grushosa. Lozeh Hitcher Torah. Machzir Grushosa. since she went and married a second person, right, who's snare, Sha'akroin, lo yuchel ba'ila orishan ha'shashil chaloshim makafta. Because she was by someone else. Azoy zokim kvegen. Pshat. Like Beis Shammai, it was mishkachas ba'idim zoymen. So Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer was Rabbi Kveger's son-in-law, Bezivik Sheni, Chassam Sofer's second wife. He was already a middle-aged person, but he married Rabbi Kveger's daughter. Then it says she was also Nifter, and he married a third time to Chassam Sofer. And at that point, Rabbi Kveger was very, very old. They didn't tell him that his daughter had been Nifter. And they came to visit, and he didn't know what to do. So the Chassam Sofer told his third wife to go into the room and say, Vos machti atate. And it's not a lawyer. Rabbi Kveger's Avian shall call Yisrael, and he won't notice, and Kachave. The Chassam Sofer digs it with the Shver. The Chassam Sofer says no. He says, you can't tell me that the Pshat and the Pasuk of Matzid Roshosa is going in the case of Eidim Zoyman. Hare, it says, Sneyo Ha'isha Aron. Sneyo Ha'isha Aron. The second husband's going to end up hating her also. Zok Rashi, Zok Chazal. Because this is a Zoyna that was Mezaneh, and the first one was Moitzi Risha Mibesoy, and this Tzadik over here, the second husband, was Machnis Risha Lebesoy. So come them that they're going to get punished, and then she's going to hate, they're going to hate each other. 1 second. If anyways, it's always a site, and the parsha of Machzor Rishasi specifically was given according to Rabbi Kveger. In a case, when it was found Eidim Zoyman in, so it turns out that it's HaKol Beseder. She didn't do anything wrong. Why is it a novel? Why is it Sneya Shachar? Some cipher. You can't define the person that it was Eidim Zoyman. So what's Pshat Rabbi Kveger? So I was thinking, maybe Pshat Zay, maybe the Eidim Zoyman first were found Zoyman at a later stage. Meaning, there was a Gemara, and she got remarried. The second husband, in, as far as he's concerned, on his plate, he's taking in someone that was Mazana. He doesn't know. So that alone is already a Siba. Even afterwards, it was found Zoyman, I called the Seder, but he did the Abba. What about her? What about her? She knew that she wasn't Mazan. Why does she deserve this? She's getting married to a second husband who doesn't know and thinks that maybe she's not a Zoyman Seder, but what did she do wrong? What's come to Z? So maybe the Maya said that's the rules, even though she knows she wasn't Mazana. But if the din is that it's not Sapasha, that's sock on her right now. You know, there's a shayla from a Shlomo Zalman. Let's say in Hilchis Yichud is a din that an Ish is allowed to have Yichud in certain matzavim if Baila Be'ir. This is almost like a Baila Be'ir. So what's the din if she's having a meeting with someone? She knows that it's Baila Be'ir. And then, Lufida Kriterion, what you need, even Baal Be'ir, is a certain good article. She's being misyachid with someone. She knows it's Baila Be'ir. Now, the person that she's with is Samazaya Poritz. And he couldn't care less. And he doesn't know that it's Baila Be'ir. So as far as he's concerned, he doesn't care. And he's doing an Aveir, but he doesn't care. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said she has to tell him that Baila Be'ir. Otherwise, she's being over and lifting the Iver and being mashal him in what he's doing. So the same thing over here. That's the pshat. That since the second husband wasn't allowed. What? Yeah. So who says that is lifnei iver on tzavim lechavosav v'chazav also be other vosav? That's the shayla. That's the shayla. Is there lifnei iver on tzavim lechavosav also be other vosav? That was the Shlomo Zalman's finish that there is, and she should be my dia. And I was here also. Unless, what do you mean? She tells him, no, it's really not true. I wasn't Mazana. But how is he supposed to believe that? There's no Eidim Zoyman now. Okay, he believes her, but soifer the snoya. Found the parsha from Malkis. Arboyim yakenu. There's a machlokes tanoim. Arboyim means 40, or it means only 39. Chazal came out. Kama tipshoi sharinchi dekayim mekami sefer Torah. Well, they kind of became a rabbi, but they were saying, "Third, except our boy, and but also rabbon and botsul chado." The Arboy Malkus is be'etzem connected to 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and came down 40 days later. But the etzem since Moshe Rabbeinu was hoysef yemechad midaitoi, so be'etzem was really only 39 days. So the hoysef yemechad midaitoi is the rabbonon that affects that the Malkus turns only into 39. But lamais it's a machloikis. And it says in the pasuk, "Arboim yakenu lo Yosef pen Yosef lakoysei mako rabo." So do you do it, Beis Halevi? Beis Halevi said, "What does it mean mako rabo?" First of all, rabo is gematria 207, and there are 207 lavin that lav sheyesh by ma'isa they get malchus and the cheshbon of the sefer hamitzvus. Remez bedover mako rabo. Right, the other till the 365 is not. But the pshat says, "You know, the Mishnah says in makis that hey mishalshin b'momin ve'ei mishalshin b'makis." And according to one pshat in the Gemara, the pshat is because it's not kasher zomam. They were made on the nidoin that he's going to get clapped, the full set of malchus, to give each one of them 20. What? 20 plus 20 is 40, no? What's the problem? 20 plus 19, the phrase. What's the problem? It doesn't add up. It adds up. So the Beis HaLevi says the pshat is because when you give a guy malchus, the 21st clap hurts more, and the 38th and the 9th. So put ve. And that's down to Pasuk, first of all. Don't give him the 40th, because you give him the 40th, it's going to be Maka Rabba, that's going to be Gorgor. He says, I said, that's why you can't be Mishalish B'makas, you can't be Mitzvarev, because 20 plus 20 is not 40. 12 and 12 is not 24, and 16 and 16 is 32, and that's late. But where are we all? 20 and 20 is not 40. It's not Maka Rabba. It's not Maka Rabba. Lefi Zeh, Amor Yudhi Kechidish, Eidim that were Nitzu Zoyman, they were made that someone's a Ben Grusha. The din is Malkus. So each one can get 20. What's the problem? Whole reason why you don't starve two of them for 20 is because it's not going to be fair. The other guy was going to get 40. But here it wasn't going to get 40. It was going to get Ben Grusha. See, he just split the mouth. Split the mouth. Favos nisht. Favos nisht. If he would have ate Truma, yeah, if he would have done a void in the mix, he would have done Chal Shabbos also. But I don't know if he made fish wings right there. I don't know. What? No, Tais doesn't mention this.
Chal Shabbos,
no, so he gets kiva. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Lamaisa state in Paradis Yosef a story that when the Chedush Yerim was a little child, he was a Charif. They asked him, tell me a case, you know, there's a Machlekes Tanaim, if he gives 40 Malkus or 39, tell me a case where there wouldn't be an Afkamina. Charif, an Afkamina, 39 or 40. So he said, very poshut. You have a Yid that comes to Bezdin, he's a big Rosh, he did a lot of Averis. He did 39 Averis, he ate Chazer, and he ate Nevela, and Shatna, and Chavez. He's Chayiv 39 sets of Malkus. And they're working it out. They kill Chaz and the Veil. They have the whole Rishima. Then they see also, he was once, he worked in Bezdin. Yeah, he was a substitute or something. He gave someone Malkus in Bezdin. And he gave the guy 40 Malkus. He gave the guy 40 Malkus. Now, if the din is 40, so perfect, he did a good job. But if the din is 39, so he's Chayiv, well, Yosef, he was over alive. 39 times 40 and 40 times 39 are both 1560. It's a Zaman, it's all bizarre. So that would be enough community. Someone that was over 39 Malkus, and also, as the Shliach Bezdin gave someone 40 Malkus, the Kulei Alma is going to get the 1560. It's not going to be enough Kamina between the two Mandiyam, Mazoyat, the Chedush Yerim, Al Atar, Ke'enfret. Yeah, we can turn Yivomis in 5 minutes, Ech Vesnisht, but at the end of the parasha, there's a Sugi Yivomis. Interesting. First, we'll connect Yivomis with Malkus. V'hoya ha-bachor asher teilud yokam al shem ochiv ha-meis. So it could be called Ochiv even though he's dead. I don't know, by Malkus we say, V'nikla achicha leinecha, must be that he's still alive, that's why you don't overdo it. Kasher zomam lasek shlo Ochiv, that's what we don't have, kasher osa, kasher zomam le kasher osa. So Ochiv means that he's still alive, and here it says, Yochim Hashem Ochiv HaMeis. Zokter Rishash, in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, Poshut, Yibam is a biological brother. You have the same father. And even after death, it's still, you have the same father. The father can be dead, the brother can be dead, they're all dead, but it's brothers. Over in the other places when it says, ach, by Malkus, by Kasher Zomam, it's a Renishvegan, a brother. Okay, you can't be married on a brother, it's Karev. Renishvegan, ach, it's b'mitzvahs. What's the ach means is a connection. So if the connection is the biological parent, this is Einzach. Over if the connection is the mitzvahs, Meis and Chofshi, there's no mitzvahs by Meis. So that's why ach has to mean only when he's still alive. Now, what? When they have the same father or not?
Can't sign.
Just saying. Okay, but Shteita know that it's totally only in the Mokum where you're able to do the mitzvahs. That's where the chibur of that achv is only over there. Now the purpose of Yibam is v'lo yimachas shmoi Yisrael, v'lo yimachas shmoi Yisrael. Now Be'emes is a big shayla. The Rishonim talk about a little bit. That's not in the first Gemara. There's a lot of arichas in the Tshuvas. I go aim about it. Whether there's Yibam by a mummer. What if the achameis was Mamasha Mumra, Echtege, Mamasha, Russia, Pirish, and Gansen. So it's a Machloekes. Some Rishonim say there's still Yibam. There's still Yibam. There was a Maisa once with Avnezer. Someone said on a Russia, a Yid, a Russia, Oyechel Yisrael called me Machshamoy. It's Machshamoy. According to some Rishonim, there's Yibam. Yen a Mumra, yeah? You're talking about Yen a guy, Yen a. Don't lose no one, yeah? Yen a Russia, you do. So, if he would die without kids, the brother would do even like those shittas. Yes, yes, yes. You're saying Yimach Shmoy, the Torah says.
L'maisa the din is, it's a big machlokes taka, what do you do by an ach mummer? Now, loy mi boy, if there's other brothers, let's say there's other brothers that are tzaddikim, let's say again, let's say the mace was a good guy, the yobam is a mummer. It's preferable about it to do yibam with one of the other brothers who's a tzaddik. So, there's many mahalkim in the b'shoyim. Shver zech tzaddik levroch in the hagoyis, not hagoyis, in the miluyim. The end of yibam brings 11 or 13 shatim about what's the sibus why you shouldn't do yibam by a mummer. It depends, what if it's a mummer after the nefila, before the nefila, during, he forgot, he changed his mind, he was chayz b'tshuva. You have to know all the different cases. Oh, but it's the musik of mummer, if a mummer is zechik liyibam. There's a maisa with the Rogachover. The Rogachover had a son-in-law. His name was, interesting story. His name was Rav Sitron. He moved to Eretz Yisrael, actually. He was Rav in Petach Tikva. The Rogachover's daughter and his son-in-law moved to Eretz, this is in the 1920s, early 1900s. They moved to Petach Tikva. He was a Rav there, and he was nifty young. This Rabbi Tzitzron. And he had two brothers. This Rabbi Tzitzron, the son-in-law of the Rogachover. One was living in Berlin, Mummer, Mamish. And there was another brother, Kosher Yid, but he was in Russia somewhere in Yenemek Veld. There was no way to get him. She's a Yevama. He was nifty without kids. He was nifty young. She needs Chalitza. Now, there was no way to get the Kosher brother. The question is, can the Chalitza's Mummer help Lakula, even for the other brother? Mameli, you do Lachumri, you do Chalitza. Oh, but could the chalitza help? Could the chalitza's mummer help the guy with the ach kosher? The maaseh, they tried to convince the brother in Berlin to do the chalitza, and he was masking. The problem is the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that you can't use chalitza's mummer when there's another ach. The Ramon. Now the Rogachover said he learned up the sugya. Show you. He holds yet. First door. He holds yet. The maaseh, there's a whole story. They tried back and forth. In the end, it was lawyer's time. Something didn't work out. And in the end, they never had chalitza. She actually moved back to Europe. She was killed in the Holocaust. That's the story. But it was interesting. The Rogachover said, when he saw that it's not working out, he says, "Ich halt nicht bei sich. I still hold that I'm right, not the Ramah." But Weiss says, "Mekrik sich nicht mit the Ramah." He said, "It's Weiss, it's Yai, Sai, Milsa." Not because he was chazer by in the longest of the Sugya, but he said, "The Ramah goes up, the Ramah goes up." So one other Indian is an interesting Shayon and Achroinim. Let's say someone, Rachman Lutzlan, kills his brother. He's the Ritzach. Does he do yibum? Haratzachto, the gam yirashto, how you talking as azach? So there's a little bit of raid about it. Very interesting. First of all, the interesting is the psak and sefer chassidim. Those that are makor and sefer chassidim, all kind of things. They're the same name, same this. There's a sefer chassidim that says that a ritzach shouldn't marry the wife of the nirtzach because we're choishet that maybe people are going to do that. It's not a good idea. But that's tamza yiritzach. That's not brothers, but by brothers. So there's a very interesting shtickle. It says vayeda kainis ishtoy. Vayeda Kain's sister. Why did Kain only marry his wife, which was his sister? Why didn't he also marry Hevel's wife? He should do Yibum. Vayeda Kain's sister. He only took his wife. Because he was the Ritzeach. And the Ritzeach is not supposed to do Yibum. That's why no choice. Shin has to go have another child and chase, and that's where it's going to be a tikkun from Hevel. Neshama is Oisius Noyach Shein Moshe Hevel, right? Adam, that's the Gilgul goes. Neshama is Noyach Shein Moshe Hevel. They're all good neshamas. The problem is, I saw the Klichemde says, I'm going to end with this, Shpeit. Klichemde state, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Mipnei ma loy nosa Odom es bitoy. Why did Odom Arisha not marry his daughter? Right? Odom had Chava, and they had five kids, two boys and three girls, right? Hevel had two sisters, and one. So, why didn't Odom marry his daughter? So up to Gemara, today that Cain should marry his sister. Oymam chesed yibonet. The Isra Chayis the Torah says chesed. So Pasuk Shat the Gemara means, why didn't Adam take Cain's daughter and instead Cain did? But there's another pshat. Mipnei malei nasa Adam es bita. Why didn't Adam Arishan take Hevel's wife? Hare koydim antayri yibam could be loved up with a brother who had been with the father or a different relative. Why didn't Adam take her? So Kayin should do Yibam, which is more serious because he's the brother. Punfaket, that you do have Yibam on a brother, even if he's there. Why didn't he take Eishes Hevel? So Kayin should take Eishes Hevel and do Yibam. So come to Chayis, it's a machloikis. They say there.